Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Terry wrote in a couple days ago. This was last week. Terry said, "Hey, guys, love the show. I know Jeremy's ink-free. I've listened to him forever." Yeah, you're right, dude. I got no tats. "But I've heard Katie and Josh mention tattoos. I have a tat disaster story for you. At 19, I wanted a fierce dragon down my arm." Sweet.
Mm.
"I was broke. I went to a shop with a sign that said tattoos, 50 bucks, any size." He says that should have been my clue. A few hours later, I'm at home. I unwrap it, and instead of a dragon, I've got what looks like a sad roadkill iguana with one wing longer than the other, the tail cut short. A face that looked like it was begging for mercy.
Oh.
He said my mom thought it was a catfish.
Jeez, man.
"When it healed, it got worse. It was faded. It was blurry. And most of my friends call it a deceased gecko."
Oh, gosh.
That's gecko. Yeah.
He said, "I wore long sleeves for a year just to hide it. 3 laser sessions later, the dragon is gone. I've got the scar and a reminder that cheap choices cost big."
Hey.
That's my bad tattoo story. Do you guys have a worst teen decision segment? I've got more where that came from. That's Terry. No, we're not going to do that, but we're going to talk about bad tattoos. Do you have one? Does your friend have one? Does a family member have a really bad tattoo? We want to hear about it. I'll let Katie kick this off.
Yeah.
Because you got a bunch of them.
You know, well, one in particular. I have 3 tattoos total, and 2 of them were professionally done, and I do love them. One of them, however, was a free birthday gift from the best tattoo artist in prison.
What?
You weren't in prison.
I was never in prison, but somebody who was in prison was like the prison's tattoo guy. He just gave everybody tattoos, and he was like known for it. He's like, "I won awards in prison for my tattoo work." So he said he was going to give me a Nuggets tattoo on my back. And so what I wanted was a tattoo the size of like maybe like a silver dollar.
Okay,
right?
Sure.
That's about the size I wanted of a Nuggets logo and the old school pickaxe logo, right? Like, that's what I wanted. He told me that his needle wasn't small enough to make all those turns. And so he's like, "We need the tattoo to be about the size of a baseball." So now
I have
a tattoo on my back, a Nuggets tattoo, which you know I love.
Sexy, though.
I love it, but it's the size of a baseball. And apparently his lines weren't that great, because it is all like wobbly. I mean, the lines are not, it is not a good tattoo. It is a crappy tattoo.
I've never seen it. You've talked about this tat so many times.
Yeah, I can show
it's eventually going to be a tramp stamp.
No,
as you grow
it's
older.
Not. It's not that far. It's between my shoulder blades.
Yeah, it'll start.
It will not.
It'll
it's not.
Big
no,
time.
I work out. It's not going to happen. But yeah, so that is one that I definitely regret. Not the tattoo itself, because I love the Nuggets and my pride runs deep. Everyone knows that. But the person I chose to give me that tattoo.
Not the best.
Not the best judgment on that. Not the best judgment.
If you have a bad tattoo, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Or if you want to call somebody out, Kevin did text in. He said, "I lost a bet in college. I have a giant pickle tattoo on my thigh, and he's wearing sunglasses and riding a skateboard."
That's cool.
He says the problem is the green ink has faded. It looks like a lumpy zombie cucumber now.
That's
oh my sad
gosh.
For you, Kevin. That's sad.
It was a cucumber when he got it. Now it's a pickle.
303-691-1649. Here's Elma. Hi, Elma.
Hi, how are you guys?
Well, we're super dupes. We're talking crappy tattoos. You got a story for us?
Yeah, so when I was 20, I got a tattoo of my son's name, Robert, and I traded it for a laptop and ended up looking like it says Rebel instead of Robert.
Oh, no.
Rebel!
Oh my God.
That's funny, though. Like, the trade. The trade
for a
laptop.
Been there, though. Like,
that's the trade back in the day, but now, no.
That's pretty funny.
The barter system, right?
What did you trade for a tattoo?
I got mine for free because it was my birthday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's not the Nuggets one. Was that the Nuggets?
Yeah, the Nuggets one, yeah.
Okay. Hilarious. Yeah. All right, Elma, that's a pretty solid story. Say hi to Rebel for us. All right, have a
good day.
Bye,
Elma.
Somebody wrote in, who was this? B-Rad. "I got a Chinese character for strength on my forearm, made me look tough. Years later, a friend said it translates to something about noodles." Oh, my God.
Oh.
Have you seen those stories like on BuzzFeed where they actually dissect the symbols that people put on and it's like completely, completely wrong? Here's another one. I was 19, thought I was deep. I got the word breathe across my ribs, but the artist spelled it breath.
Oh, that's a lot of misspelling ones.
You know, it's funny, Britney, do you remember Britney Spears? This happened to her. She had on her hip a Chinese symbol, and she thought it meant mysterious, and it meant strange.
Well, so you got to check. For the Chinese tattoo symbols, you have to get those checked out. Yeah. My tattoo on my wrist, I was watching this guy do it in real time, obviously, and he basically made it look like it just gets bigger as it goes on, and that's not how I asked for it at all. I was like... So
I've never noticed
those two. What's the tallest letter right there?
Oh yeah,
the I. Oh yeah, the I. It's just a tattoo that has it's like a he is greater than I thing, and the I is way bigger than the rest of it. And it's like he did it at a slant, and I'm just watching him. It was my first tattoo ever, and I didn't know how to speak up and say you're doing it wrong while he was doing it. So I just watched the whole train wreck, and then when he's done, he's like, "All right, man, I think we're good." And I was like, "No, we're not good at all." And I'm like, "This is on me forever."
Let me see. Hold it up again.
Yeah,
it is. It's not good. It's not even it's not the lettering that I wanted.
Can you fix that?
I'd have to get it removed. But that's okay. I mean, that's kind of the thing that I've learned to like it because I'm like, you know what? All tattoos are flawed in some way because humans are flawed and they make a mistake.
Deep,
and
bro.
I was like, you know what? Nah, it's going to be flawed. It's all good. That's the only way I can get away with it.
I see multiple texts coming in. Call us. We want to talk to you guys. I got Becky here on hold. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Obviously, it's a fun Monday show. We want to talk to our listeners. Sammy, with an I, texted in. Hi, I'm Sammy. She says, I thought it was sexy in 2002 to get a tribal sun tattoo on my lower back. The rays are uneven, and now it looks like a lopsided fried egg.
Oh,
my kids call it the breakfast tattoo.
Fried egg?
Is that a lopsided fried egg on your
sunny
back?
Sunny side up.
Hi, Becky.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Well, we're super dupes. How are you?
Good, thanks. Good.
Tell us about the tat.
So I don't have any tattoos, but my kids do. And my daughter had come home from college. She had turned 21, so she had gone out drinking. And she come back still very tipsy. And she's like, I got a tattoo tonight. I'm like, what was it? She goes, I got a crescent moon. And I'm like, where? And she's like, on my butt cheek.
What was the symbolizing behind that? Symbolism? Anything? Or is it just for fun?
Just that she, just a moon on her
on the moon.
On her moon. People. Oh, how funny.
I got a moon on my butt cheek.
Gosh, that is hilarious.
You know what? Why not? Why
at
not?
Least hers is funny and makes sense, though. Like
it does. I mean, for being drunk, there could have been worse things.
Yeah,
to get,
seriously, is it still on there? Or did she have it removed?
Oh no, I haven't asked her, but I'm pretty sure it's still there.
Nice. Send pics.
It's not something that gets brought up in casual conversation,
pics,
huh?
Becky. Thank you for the call. Very funny. Thank you, Becky.
Thanks, Becky. Bye. Thank
you. You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too. We'll get to Caleb. You got the arm tattoo, don't you, Katie?
I do. I have. That's my very first tattoo. Was my armband. It's like the.
Is it tribal?
Back in
that's
the day,
so 90s.
The 90s tribal so armband. 90s. But I wanted to be a little bit more sophisticated, so mine is flowers.
Well, you're dainty.
My armband is flowers.
Beautiful.
And each flower represents a member of my family because I moved away from North Dakota. I left all my family there, and I really miss them. I got this my first tattoo when I was 18. So each one of the flowers represents a member of my family. I know. It's
oh, my God. Cute. It's amazing.
It's way better than the Nuggets one that I got
it's
from the
amazing.
Prison guy.
Unless you're in a dress with short sleeves. It doesn't look good.
What do you mean? It looks great.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Caleb.
Hi, yes. So I have a ex-girlfriend. This wasn't my tattoo, but it was my ex's. And on her back, across shoulder to shoulder, she wanted God is my judge. That was the idea. But the artist screwed up and wrote down, God is my fudge.
No! No!
Oh, my God. I could not stop thinking about it.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
You see that the first time, and you're like, God is my what?
Fudge, obviously.
I mean, I love
old
fudge.
English, but it's like, dude. It was so bad.
Oh, and it's in old English, which makes it even worse.
Yeah.
That tattoo artist was like, oh, fudge, after he did it.
And oh, across, judge.
Across the whole back. Like,
across the back.
So not even bad. A dainty little tattoo, like a big one.
Oh my God, that is damn funny, Caleb.
My fudge.
Anyway,
oh.
Thank you guys.
Thank you for the laughs, Caleb. Have a good day.
Have a great one.
You too. God, I think we're going to leave it right there, huh?
That was too funny.
God is my fudge. Oh, the Lord is delicious, isn't he?
So creamy.
We were talking crappy tattoos, and Brittany called in. I was like, okay, we got to get her on the air. Hi, Brittany. Good morning.
Morning, guys and gals.
Hi.
Hey. It's Britt. Britt's here.
It is. I am.
So what's going on with the tats? You have a story?
Yeah. So when I was 18, I decided to get my first tattoo. My nickname growing up was Ladybug. So I got a ladybug and a flower, which sounds fine. But I ended up being allergic to the red ink. And so I had to have part of it surgically removed. Oh. So now I have a weird scar, half of a flower, and some ladybug parts. It's great.
No.
That sounds horrific.
It's a dead ladybug.
Ladybug parts.
So they had to remove your skin.
They could, they literally surgically removed it. But you don't have very much skin on your feet. So they were like, well, we could do a skin graft or you could just have this left. And I'm like, I am not doing a skin graft. So now, like, when I get a pedicure, I can just see the people looking at it like, what in the heck?
I don't want to ask for feet pics, but I really kind of want to see the
scar. I do, too. Like, I want to see it.
Right?
I'm interested.
I will send a picture just because you have to see it to understand. It's
I'm so interested. Yeah, I want to see what it looks like now. It's just is it like the head of the ladybug that's left?
No. It's not that. No, the head's not there. It's just, you'll see. I have a weird scar, and then I have like part of a flower. It's great.
I want to see it. Can we post it on our Facebook page?
Sure.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. Thank you.
Feet
pics.
And I want your feet today. I don't want like a done-up image where your toenails are all painted and you look beautiful. I want a foot pic now.
I just got a pedicure yesterday.
Okay. Let's see those little piggies.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye, Brittany. Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Bye.
All right, go follow us on social. Jeremy, Katie,
feet
Josh
picks.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Instagram, and we'll get Brittany's weird foot up there.
Yeah.
Hopefully, in a little bit. That's awesome. Fantastic.
I think that's the first time we've asked for feet pics on the show.
Well, it's on Josh.
You know?
I don't want to ask for feet pics, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Dude, I'm so curious. I wanted to see what the scar looks like.
Yeah, I've got to see it. Got to see that weird ladybug.